TikTok has this thing going on right now where you go outside and you record the outside of your house or where you live and you hashtag where you live.
That sounds stupid. Like, why would you tell people where you live so they can find you and murder you?
No, not your house. I'm talking about like your town. Like, this is my town, hashtag Switzerland.
Okay, got it.
And people can go, oh, look at how great, I guess some chamber of commerce came up with this shit. I don't know. So a guy walks outside in Switzerland, beautiful view. So he's got the mountains and the snow and all that. And you look at it and it looks just like a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. So he hashtags Gastonia. And if you don't know, Gastonia is a small town that I used to live in North Carolina. That's a shithole.
Shithole.
Like a big time shithole.
Yeah, it's the worst. Yeah.
So people now are going to Gastonia looking for these mountains.
Those who live here know this isn't here.
That wouldn't even be up in Boone. No.
No, that ain't Gastonia.
No, that's nothing like it.
Gastonia, North Carolina.
But a TikTok post claiming snow-capped mountains in Switzerland were actually Gastonia led one Florida woman on a detour she'll never live down.
Me and my husband and his family were driving up to Boone because his mom had never seen snow.
In the car, Olivia Garcia came across this video on TikTok.
I was like, oh my God, this looks so cool. We have to go here. I showed everyone. They're like, okay, let's go. It was an hour out of the way.
But when they arrived, this is what she saw.
Everyone in the car was like, did you not Google search this? And I was like, I didn't think about it. I was just like scrolling on TikTok. I'm like, oh, we should go here. And they asked what the name of the place was. And I'm like, Gastonia. They routed it and we went. And I just kept scrolling.
Gastonia, North Carolina is beautiful. Put that in the GPS right now. Oh, we're 30 minutes away from there.
You
we
do realize
go.
That, she started in Florida. That should tell you everything you need to know about her.
Nothing close to that. It is a shithole.
I love that she allowed some random TikTok video to decide her vacation plans and where she was going. Like, you do no research on your own whatsoever. It's like, well, TikTok said.
Yeah, it's with the hashtag Gastonia. So everything. Also in the news, there is Goldie the Pufferfish.
Uh-huh.
He had emergency dental work. So,
oh, God.
The person that owned this pufferfish noticed that the pufferfish was not eating. Why? Because his teeth are too big.
Oh, poor thing.
So here's the pufferfish. Look at his teeth.
Yeah, his teeth are pretty big. So it's a giant. It looks like fake teeth. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like you know in Halloween that you put on like those fake teeth, the fake like vampire teeth.
Right.
That's what it looks like, one of those like cartoon plastic teeth somebody put in that fish.
It's the feet that that walk. They go. That's what the fish has in its mouth.
Those teeth that walk, yeah.
Teeth that walk. Yeah. So 64-year-old Mark Bryant noticed his fish wasn't eating. His fish had really big teeth, so he wrapped the fish up, took it to the guy, and said, "Can you fix his teeth?"
And did the doctor fix the fish's teeth?
The doctor put the fish under, fixed the teeth. Now Goldie is doing much better, and the puffer fish can eat. So my question is, at what point do you say, hey, Goldie's got to die? It's a fish.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're not... It's not plastic surgery. I mean, you're not having like a nose and breast put on the fish. I mean, you're having it's a little bit of shaving on the teeth. How much could it possibly cost?
When do you say it's a fish? It's time to go down the toilet because it's a fish.
No, that's his pet. He gave it a name. It's Goldie. It has a name. You know, I love people like that, that care so much for creatures and beings that they're willing to spend their hard-earned money to make the lives of these animals and creatures better. I love people like that.
She responded well. There was no stress at all. Within 5 minutes, she was able to swim around the water. And within 10 minutes, she was happy swimming around and eating within 2 hours.
Oh, see, he made her life better.
But I can imagine Goldie. How much is it to work on the teeth of a fish? I don't think they even have that in the price booklet. <Let's
see. laughs> Exactly.
Fish teeth. No, it's not in here. I don't know. How do you come up with that price to charge this guy?
I love that there. So is it a vet that does dental work or a dentist that does fish work? Which is it?
He used a tool made from a diamond for cutting bone or teeth. He had to saw some of her teeth off.
Oh, poor little girl. But look, she's okay now.
Hour-long procedure. Hour-long on the fish. Give the fish up. Let the fish go. It's had a good life. Let it go.
Like, 20 minutes in, the vet was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, but you know what? We're getting $7,500 to do this fish's teeth. Our surgery. That ain't cheap.
Well, I have a bigger question. How do they know the fish is a girl?
Cooper, I hate to tell you, it didn't have a wiener.
No, but fish don't have wieners or not wieners. I mean, I think they're just like birds, where everything's on the inside. You can't see if a fish is a male or female,
it's
right?
A puffer fish. When he goes like that, then his wiener pops out. That's why they call them puffer fish.
But, you know, it's funny. I thought that birds were like, or fish were like birds in the way that, like, their colors, like, you know how, like, peacocks have those big giant feathers, and those are usually the males, and then the peahens, the ugly ones, are the girls. I thought that was the same thing, but I've got a friend who is a bird person and was telling me that actually with birds and fish, it's not always true. The genitalia is on the inside, and it's not until they lay an egg that you realize that your male bird or fish is a female.
You know, I wonder how many animals people say are male and female. They have no idea. It's like alligators. I don't know.
Right.
That's a female. How do you know? I don't know.
How do you know, male? Yeah.
You roll it over and check. I don't know how you.
You can't even check. It's not even there. Nothing to see.
A frog. How do you tell which a frog is?
You probably can't see on a frog either.
Right. So, I don't know. So, you got to name it something. So, he named it Goldie.
I think you name it something more generic and neutral. You know, like Chris. call it Chris.
Could be or Pat. There you go. Oysters have something in common with you.
Me? They don't shower?
No, they get herpes.
I don't have herpes. You asshole.
Oh, that's just what I've heard.
I don't have herpes. In fact, I was just tested for it, and I don't have herpes.
Why would you be tested for that?
Because I have this new, this is weird. I have this new gynecologist. She's really thorough. They test all this stuff. They tested me for diabetes at my gynecologist.
Diabetes.
They test for everything there. I didn't have diabetes, and I don't have herpes. Like, they went through, they were testing me for stuff that, like, everything, like stuff that I was like, should I be worried? Like my prostate? I don't have a prostate. Like, well, you can't test my prostate, can you?
Diabetes.
Well, you haven't had weird sex with anybody in 15 years. That's not your boyfriend.
That's true. Yeah, so, that's a good point.
So they said, we're going to test you for herpes. And you went, oh, okay.
Well, maybe I could have gotten herpes before him and just didn't know about it all these years. So I think it's important to get tested for. I never even thought about it because I thought when you have herpes, like something happens where you go, oh, I wonder what this is. Maybe it's herpes. I never had a symptom of any kind that I thought I should be tested for herpes. But the doctor was like, no, you could have herpes and not know about it. I was like, I think I know about it by now. So she's like, well, we test for everything here. I was like, all right, go for it. Test me for it. So, yeah.
HPV check, herpes check, COVID check.
HPV, exactly. They test you for everything. Even like a gynecologist testing you for diabetes. I thought that was really interesting.
Diabetes.
So I don't have anything.
You said I need to be checked for all these things because I think after going on Google, I have all these things.
Yeah, test me for SIDS, all of it. Get it in there.
So anyway, oysters now are getting herpes because of something in the water.
So, and what about if you eat an oyster that has herpes? Can you get herpes?
See, that's the thing. So you can say, I got it, honey, I got it from an oyster. Look, here's the study. It's actually been published. Look, oysters get herpes. That's where I got it from.
And how'd you get chlamydia?
That's from squid. Read this.
And I got crabs from crabs.
Where else do you get crabs from? But not all oysters die of herpes.
And babe, how'd you get pregnant? Sushi.
I just love that. Oysters, they don't die from it. They just live with it forever. So it's kind of like...
Yeah.
They get cold sores, I guess, and the virus, and then you eat it, and that's where you can get it from.